died in the backseat of a Fuga combat airplane. This flight was a reward that I received from the Israeli army for serving as an excellent officer in Gaza Strip. While flying out of the Air Force base in the south of Israel, we got into an emergency situation. I started to smell something burning in the cockpit. It smelled like a rubber burning. Zev, the pilot, was nervous. He started doing the emergency checkups. As he made a U-turn, I looked through the window, and all of a sudden I realized I can see the fence surrounding the Air Force base, which brought me back to my childhood.
Up Christianity as a government religion, you don't see anything, there's nothing for me very attractive in it. The people go to church on Sunday, it's not really, it wasn't attractive. But in the process, when I was a teenager, my mother became a Christian, born again Christian, and in the traveling I started to look into there was a spiritual Sikh into many New Age religions, into Buddhism.
I grew up in a Christian home, basically, but it was the kind of, you know, on the holidays, special holidays, this is when we went to church and things like this. And then when I was in high school, my mother became a born-again Christian, and I thought she was, you know, a lunatic after that.
I think I went to Zen Buddhism, yoga, I learned to be a teacher of yoga, I did Tai Chi, I did everything that I thought I could get closer to the spiritual.
המשפחה הזאת הייתה משפחה נוצריה, דרכם הגענו למעולה הנוצרית ונכנסנו לנצרות.
I decided to live in Queens. A few weeks later, my cousin came over. We started to live our materialistic life. We didn't care about nothing, not about our Judaism, nor about our own identity. We cared more about the bachelor parties in New York and about the pubs and bars.
But I still had all of these questions that I thought, I'm not, you know, who am I to, I don't really understand this. You know, how can I, little old me, how can I find the answers to this? And then when we started to read on the gates of Rome, then I started to understand, oh, wow, I was wondering, okay, Yeshua is supposed to be from the seed of David, okay? But when they give the line of Joseph, he doesn't come from the seed of David. And when they give the line of Mary, I mean, things aren't fitting. And then in the book, it's also, you know, compared to what is written in the Tanakh, Canon, Chronicles, and it doesn't fit. And I felt like I could breathe, because then all these little tiny questions that were kind of eating at me that I would keep pushing away, I was seeing the answers. And this is what helped me to close the door.